Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful afternoon to you. This is Brad Zockel, and you're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast. And it is a beautiful South Carolina afternoon. Here I have the barn doors open looking outside, and Smokey Joe, the barn cat, is running in and out here trying to impress me as if he's found a mouse, but I'm not getting faked out this time. I'm enjoying the time. It has been very, very cold lately, as you know, across the United States. Thank you for your prayers. I have just had a wonderful past 2 weeks. I mean, the blessings I received in Delaware and Maryland with Christian people and speaking and sharing and praying and enjoying. It's just been amazing. Then going down to the Coffee House Bible Study, well, really the roastery at Rebel Coffee Roastery there in Slidell, Louisiana. Ed was a wonderful host. We even had gumbo along with that fine coffee. Then moving over to South Dayton Baptist Church and seeing the wonderful friends there. And some of the followers on some of my media had shown up at both places, both in Slidell, Louisiana, Dayton, Texas, and I got to meet you. We had dinner on the grounds, and Pastor Mike Melligan was a wonderful host, and so were the dear people there. I can recall very, very precious time of the little 10-year-old girl who had lost her daddy during the song service, quietly walked up there and stood next to the song leader and sang, "How Great Thou Art," and boy, it just melted everybody's heart. And then afterward, in the evening, after the Q&A session, a dear 81-year-old man came over to me and laid his arms across my shoulders and just wept, and he said, "I'd lost two sons in the past years, and I know they're in heaven, but it's still so hard. Now, would you pray for him? I don't feel that I have the right to give his name, but if you'd pray for this dear gentleman, God knows his name. You know, it's a hard time, but there was great comfort that we could share in our ministry. Like this Wednesday, I was speaking at Holly Springs Baptist Church over in Pickens, South Carolina. And afterward, oh, we just had a wonderful time. And a lady came over, and she was in her late 70s, I would believe. And she held my hand, and she said she had also lost her son recently, a believer. But the passages we looked at were just so comforting to her. And I want to thank you for helping me, being able to go out. Your gifts and your care have helped me to move on. Your gifting has helped my transportation. We've had some wonderful people pay for plane flights, and it makes it possible for me to fly out to California in March 1st. I'm going to be flying out to San Jose and then speaking to the Hispanic community on March 2nd at Landmark Bible Church, and then the next day at Calvary Baptist Church, morning and evening on March the 3rd. And I'll be speaking there. And so these different places have been made possible by your gifts. And we are 501c3, tax deductible, and everything that you give helps so much. Right now, our big project is for me to be able to get a new transportation. We're getting close to 250,000 miles on the Honda CRV. That'll probably be a reality within the next month because I'll be moving across the country. Let me see, Mississippi, Alabama, back down to Florida, I believe, and Bradenton coming up here soon, and then going back up north to Pennsylvania. And so we're looking for a low mileage used vehicle. And if something comes your way that you say this would be a good reliable vehicle, and then let me know, okay? Contact me through the email. If you're able to give a gift to our car fund, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, you came here to learn about some more about heaven. And before we go into our study in Revelation edition, which will be our next podcast right now, I want to share some scriptures on a question that has come up numerous times, and I feel that it's important for us to share with it right now. I have been asked a number of times, and you may already know this, but you might not know the scriptural passages on this, but this is an important question. I would say since the beginning of the calendar year, and I don't feel that I am embellishing this, that it might be 3, 4, maybe even 5 times that somebody has asked either on a live stream or in a post, and they said, when a person dies, do they get a second chance? Whenever they leave this life, will Jesus come to them and say, look what you've done? You know, hey, Ken, let's get this straightened out. And then they say, you know, I've led a rotten life, and yeah, okay, I'm going to get it. And there were some books. I'm not going to go into the books because you don't even need to worry about them. But there was a person that was a former pastor who just decided that this is an easier way to deal with the issue of hell. That once you are in eternity, in your afterlife, then God will say, okay, all the distractions are off, let's talk serious. And everybody will eventually make it according to that book. Well, what does the Bible say? All right, so the question we have here during this time is, when a person dies, no matter what their faith base, no matter what their belief, no matter what their morality or their ethics, when they die, do they get a second chance to be visited by God or his messengers or Jesus himself and make a decision after they've expired from this physical life? Well, what does the Bible say? Let's start off with the home plate verse, which would be Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. It is appointed man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And that judgment means whether you are heading in one of two destinations, which are clearly made out in the Bible. Jesus says that he is the way to the Father, John 14, 6, and that this way is a gift of eternal life in that home, John 3, 16, John 14, 2, it is indeed the Father's home, and the Father is in heaven, Matthew chapter 6, our Father who art in heaven. We're heading home if we are a believer in Jesus Christ. We have given him our life, our sins. We have said, you take control. Take the wheel of my life, and he takes us right into heaven, okay? So what's the other destination? Well, it's going to be hell, Hades, punishment, separation. Revelation 21 and 22 talk about those who will not be in God's home. They will be on the outside, which means simply not that they're standing around, running around the edge of the estate. They're just not there. They're not going to be there. That's the destination. Mark chapter 9, Jesus is very clear on the literal destination of the rebellious, and that is going to be there. Revelation chapter 14 also mentions this too, of the residents of those in the rebellion. It is either heaven or hell. Now, you have different terms in the scriptures in the different languages, but for the sake of the eternal destiny, we'll stay with the English, heaven or hell. Man is appointed once to die. And after this, the judgment, not some extra judgments, it happens after this, right after this, this will come about. We see that we're continually told in the scriptures, there's a fork in the road in each person's destiny. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46, it will tell us the eternal destiny. We also see in John chapter 3 and verse 36. So if you would take this, and I want to remind you once again, if you have your Bible encyclopedia about heaven, even though we are talking about heaven and hell, this is most important for you to write down. Remember, you can go down to a store, just buy an empty journal, a clean journal, and mark it off about every 5 or 6 pages A, then 6 pages B, 6 pages C, and along that line. And when you do, you just put down, when we talk about these things, you can put them, you can go under H here for heaven, hell, the destination. And when we're looking at this, what I said was, this is Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46. When we talk about this, it tells us, here's the destination, the one of the two destinations, Matthew 25 and 46. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Two destinations which are laid out. Now, if you would write this down, John chapter 3 and verse 36, and it tells us, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. It doesn't say, well, the wrath of God will stay there till you leave this physical life, and then the wrath of God is gone. No, the wrath of God remains on him. Now we think about this, the eternal destination of the believer, as we see this, absent from the body, is present at home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. But then look at Revelation chapter 20, in the judgment of the non-believer, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. The books are open where somebody tries to justify their life by their works, their moral deeds, but they're found wanting. The only thing that will bring them into heaven is being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, as you see there. And I call this possibly the saddest verse in all the scripture, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, it doesn't say, now, then there's a discussion. Would you, you know, hey, we want to make a decision now because you're not going in an area. Yeah, I want to make a decision now. It's like this. At one time, whenever I was in college, I was on a disciplinary board on a young man who was being kicked out of the university. They brought some representatives of the students to be in there for legal purposes, to be part of this, to witness this. And the young man started to do a two-step, like, oh, I'm very sorry. I know I was wrong. What was I thinking and everything? And you could tell he was maneuvering. Well, these are deans and these are leaders that have seen this before. And the very godly leader, it was a Christian university, and the godly leader said, how can I help you, son? How can I help you? He mentioned him by first name. And the fellow said, well, I just kind of want to get things right. And you could tell, and he started to drop hints like, as I'm here, you know, I would want to go to counseling and talk with somebody in the future weeks. And the dean said, oh, well, son, you know you're going to be dismissed. That's going to happen. I'm talking about how can I help you beyond this? And the boy's head snapped up like, oh, that didn't work. And then everything kind of fell apart like, well, do whatever you have to do. This is what I believe people think. We're going to go into eternity and we're going to fake out God, the non-believer says, and what was I thinking in my life? Yeah, I did this in rebellion. I did that. But hey, you know, if you can get me into heaven, you're going to see a better person from here. Well, it doesn't say that. There's no scriptural backing to tell us that we have that to do. In Luke chapter 16, it says very clearly, the rebellious man, the one who did not follow Yahweh, died, was buried, and when he lifted up his eyes, he was in torment. Immediate, just as it says that the faithful one, the follower of Yahweh, was taken immediately into the presence of God. This other one in rebellion went. There was no discussion. There's no medium time. There's no intermediary discussion or a break or a timeout and saying, look what you've done. No, these things are solid. They are true. God who cannot lie, Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 tells us this, has said this. I'm warning you now that he doesn't desire that anyone would face wrath, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, but that all would find salvation through Jesus Christ. But leave us not have the self-deception that after I die, then I'll get a second chance and I can kind of figure it out then. Now, the Bible's very, very clear. Once again, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, man is appointed once to die and after this, the judgment. And so, my friends, if you are under any kind of thought that once you finish this life and then you can sit God down at your dealing and say, okay, now what is it going to take to get me into heaven? This just doesn't happen. It's not in the scripture at all. Take this and share this with other people, my friends. Let's be very serious on the need to turn from our sins for someone, for the saved. The Lord does not have delight in the wicked that dies. And he wants us all to come to salvation. That's why Jesus says, in Revelation 3:20, I stand at your life's door and I knock. Will you open it? Because if you do, I will come in. Think about that and share that. God bless you. Take care, and Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
In order for the Heaven Tour to continue fulfilling our mission, we humbly ask for your support. Your generosity allows us to continue to proclaim and explain the biblical truth of heaven and to mentor many. All eligible donations are tax deductible, so please prayerfully consider an end of year gift. You can send your gift to the Heaven Tour, P.O. Box 795 Pickens, South Carolina 29671. Thank you and have a blessed Thanksgiving.